We talking about practice, not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
Is your website pretty?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Does it work right?
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practicing?
Can people find it?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Man, you been.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. Because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant.
Welcome
SEO
to this week's Mind Your Business podcast,
mind
presented by the Mind
and Design.
Mind Development
Mark
and Design.
Boyd.
Thank you for listening, however you're listening, on our website, on iTunes, on Stitcher. Thanks for following us on Pinterest. And we're going to dive right into this week because we've got a really hot topic for you. Actually, two of them, kind of like multitasking. But, of course, there's two of us on here, so maybe it's not multitasking, but I digress. Our social media swami, Chris Bradley, is here to talk about a couple of things. One, how Facebook does not replace your website. It complements your website. And then, secondly, what you need to know about Facebook Pages mobile update. And this is just in time, too, because the official announcement came out just a couple of days ago. Google announced, formally acknowledged, that mobile search has officially crossed the 50% mark and now is officially the majority of web search. Just barely the majority now, but it's not going to be decreasing. It's only going to increase. Your social presence and your mobile presence have never been more crucial. And so without further ado, Chris, thank you as always for being here on the podcast today.
Hey, Mark. Good to be on again.
Good to have you back.
Looking forward to talking a little bit about Facebook today. For those of you who clicked on the link to find us today or downloaded the podcast, you probably saw the unique image that Chad Rock created for us and the very memorable
Beast
title.
Mode.
Yeah, the very memorable title, which is, yeah, we're talking about Facebook. It's important. It's just like practice. And I just wanted to explain that real quick. The reason I come up with that was, I was always a big fan of the 76ers, and I enjoyed watching Allen Iverson. And when he had that rant back in the day about it's practice, you know, I thought about that in terms of Facebook. Like, honestly, the biggest problem that everybody had with Iverson's complaint about practice was that he needs to practice. So just like in internet marketing, your website is your most important and crucial online property.
Facebook's, and I'm sure Dr. J would agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, he would, definitely. Facebook's also, it complements everything that you're doing online, at least for most businesses. I realize not every business is going to be on Facebook, but most businesses, especially small, medium-sized businesses. So that's kind of where we're going with that. And then taking another step forward, where I really saw this was occasionally, and we'll get into it in a little bit, I have business owners come up to me and mention maybe, hey, I'm just going to go with a Facebook page. I don't need a website. And to that, I say Facebook. Like, I mean, you don't need a website. You're going to use Facebook. So it's kind of in the same vein as Iverson's rant. So just thought I would explain that real quick. So Facebook should complement your website, not replace it. If you're listening and you're an experienced marketer or a business owner that understands the importance of having a website for your business, then you may want to fast forward to the next part. But the reason I'm bringing this up is I attended a local SCORE Lancaster Lebanon chapter round table in Elizabethtown last week, and I led a conversation where several small and medium-sized business owners, we discussed the importance of having a business website as your online property and not using your Facebook page as your website. We discussed several reasons why this is the case, and I just wanted to point out a couple that I felt were the most important. The first one is you don't own your Facebook page. Facebook owns your page. So that's really important to remember. If something happens to Facebook, something goes wrong with Facebook, you know, or if Facebook makes a crazy change, which they are known to do.
No.
No, not at all, right? You're at the mercy of Facebook. You know, with your website, you decide what goes on your website. You decide how it looks. But on Facebook, you have very limited flexibility on the design, the look, and the feel of the Facebook page. I'd say just remember, you're playing in someone else's sandbox, and you could be told to go home at any time. So that's another thing to remember.
So let me get this straight. So Facebook owns your Facebook page.
Yes.
I'm just saying that. Yeah, who'd have thunk it? Yeah. I'm just saying that because I think it's so important for people to understand that, because everything else that you're saying here goes right back to that. You're putting your, if you think you're going to have a Facebook page and not have a website, you're putting your business in the hands of complete and total strangers. I don't mean to sound paranoid, but it's the truth.
Yeah, very true. And another thing that I know you'll like this, Mark, is, you know, how are they going to find you when they search for your products and services?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have a website and they cannot find you in search results and you're not building up any search engine ranking, guess what? The people searching for your products and services, they're going to go to your competitors, because it's pretty well known that Facebook people aren't going to Facebook to search out a business. They may search them out as part of their research process, but that's not usually the first place they're going to go. They're going to search for, you know, in our case of our business, web design development or internet marketing or search engine optimization. So if Facebook's taking you out of a potentially large market of prospective clients, and your competitors will get all that search traffic. And search is important, because when people search, they usually already have their wallets out and on the table.
Do you think it's fair to say that when people come to Facebook, they've already discovered you, and they're using Facebook or whatever social media to get to know you better?
That can be the case. And I think that happens a lot of times. People are, you know, they're going to your website, they're learning more, then they're going to your Facebook page for additional validation, especially if you have the social icons front and center. The other side of it is, if I'm on Facebook and I'm saying, hey, I've went to 3 different mechanics in the last month, and I'm getting ripped off, does anybody have a mechanic? And then somebody says, oh yeah, you might want to go to ABC Mechanic, and they link to their Facebook page, then I may go there first. But even at that point, usually what I'm going to do is I'm going to do any number of things. I'm going to go check out their website. I'm going to look at their reviews, not just on Facebook, but elsewhere. You know, that's going to facilitate my research, because somebody I trust on Facebook recommended them. So that would be the only difference I would see there. So again, that's why it's good to have your Facebook page and your website. And that's what I explained in the roundtable last week. Oftentimes, people are on Facebook now, and they are using that for referrals. Like, hey, I need this, or hey, I'm looking for this, or hey, I need this service. And then they're looking to their trusted friends and family on that platform to point them in the right direction. The other side of it, though, is too, just kind of piggybacking off that idea, is another negative to just having a Facebook page and not a website is not all your prospective customers are on Facebook. Sure, half the world is on Facebook, but there are people out there, they're not on Facebook, and there's people who have Facebook accounts, they rarely use it. So, those prospective clients who aren't using Facebook and aren't looking for your services, how are they going to find you if the only place that you reside online is on a Facebook page?
And especially if those customers are people like teachers or psychologists, certain professionals, whether they are those people or maybe they're married to those people and they have chosen not to be on Facebook and not to utilize social media for professional reasons. I mean, this stuff happens all the time.
It does.
And I mean, I don't mean to complicate it with that, but it's those kinds of things that people have to think about, because as you said, half the world's on Facebook, but there's a whole other half of the world that's not.
Yeah, and think about the number of people that don't really use Facebook. You know, I mean, Facebook's numbers are inflated, and it's certainly a great place to be, but not every single person that is on Facebook is using it every day. Or even, I mean, I've talked to people all the time that say I may jump on once a month for an hour. So, but even take it a step further from that, you know. Think about the trustworthy and the credibility. I mean, when you don't have a website, that directly affects the trustworthy and credibility of your business.
No doubt.
You know, people continue to put a lot of value in businesses that have a website, which today most businesses do. And in the case of the Roundtable, every business there did. They also had Facebook pages, so they weren't not necessarily the type of business that we're kind of speaking to today. But I do know, and especially talking to Score, they said they have 1 to 2 businesses a week that come in and say, I'm not investing in a website because I could just do Facebook. So, you know, think about, you know, if you do not have one, you know, people will tend to question your credibility. And when I say one, I mean a website. You know, simply put, people trust businesses more if they have a website. And then having the Facebook page just complements it.
Yep.
So these are just a couple really important things to remember if you're even going down that road of Facebook, I'm just going to have a Facebook page, you know.
And a lot of businesses do. And a lot of times I think it's because of financial concerns. It's like, I can't really afford a website. And it's a process getting to that point where you can afford a good website, but it's easy to lull yourself into believing that you don't need one. And just as you said, a website helps with building trust and credibility, and then your social media augments that.
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practicing?
Yeah, and I would imagine most of the businesses who listen to our podcast, they're not in this situation, but
sure,
this gives them some good ammo to, if they do have a friend or a fellow business owner who's kind of going down this path, they can kind of give them a little forewarning. One thing we did talk about where it would be kind of acceptable to have a Facebook page without a website, and I do believe this is okay, is if you're a startup business, you know, you're just getting in the door, you're just getting, adding your capital, and you just want to have a presence somewhere where you could point people to, that's okay. And then eventually, once you have the money for the website, then you add that. But I wouldn't make that, you know, try to get the website as part of, make that a priority as part of your marketing investment, of course. There's a local business here in town who I spoke to recently, and I asked them, you know, I'm looking for your menu, I'm looking at your website. And their response to me was, it's on our Facebook page. Immediately, I don't know about this.
Wow.
So I went to their Facebook page, and this is a very, very popular local restaurant, and they also have craft beer. And I looked, and I couldn't find the menu immediately. I mean, maybe it was just me looking past or whatever.
Sure.
But my immediate thought was, no, that should be on your website, because I don't go to look for menus on Facebook pages. I go to websites to look for menus, you know. Well, so,
and you know, you bring up a really good point there too, because they should have their menu on their Facebook page, but they should have it on the website as well. And if
precisely,
they're going to have it on the Facebook page, if it's not where people can easily find it, then it's serving no purpose.
Exactly. And even there, I mean, it didn't look like they were posting it anywhere either. So I would say, well, every time you change it on Facebook, you know, post it there and say, hey, here's our latest menu. Because this particular restaurant, their menu is always changing because they do farm to table. So, again, just some things to think about. We can come across as very critical in this podcast, and we don't mean to. This is just something we're very passionate about, and we want our audience to understand it's very important.
Yep.
So the next one, Mark, it was, you said about the Facebook page's mobile update, and I just wanted to go over a couple things. I'll share a link to the Facebook post where they have a whole page dedicated to it, but since there are now officially more mobile connections than human beings on Earth.
Are you? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
It's crazy, right? Yeah, I think we can all agree that we want our businesses to be as readily available via these mobile devices.
Yeah.
So Facebook's continuing to improve how their business pages feature appears on a mobile device. And some of the new improvements that they mention include they have new call to action buttons. They're being added, which make it easier to learn and communicate with a business via Facebook on a mobile device. The example that they show in their post is the Contact Us button, which some of you may have already seen while browsing your own personal Facebook pages. I actually noticed it about 2 weeks ago on our Mind Facebook page. It's available. It's front and center. It's really easy to contact us from that button. But this new call to action area is bigger, it's brighter, and it's located directly below the cover image on the mobile device. They're also beginning to add new sections to pages. So different types of businesses can prominently feature the information that is most relevant to them. The two that they announced that they are rolling out right now are the shop and the services section.
Yeah.
And these will actually appear under new tabs that will soon be available to all business pages on mobile. So, for instance, if you sell hand-knitted scarves, you can have a section on your page, your Facebook page, available when somebody views your page on a mobile device where they can learn more about those scarves that you're selling. Facebook also says they're working on additional sections for other types of businesses. So I'm assuming, you know, for instance, nonprofits, they'll probably have like maybe a certain section for them, you know, maybe a donate button, all these different things. They're basically what they're doing is they're just making, if you go to a business page from on your mobile device from your Facebook personal page, which again, maybe it's not something we do a lot, but if I'm on my mobile device and I'm asking for recommendations and somebody links to a Facebook page and I'm viewing it on my mobile device, again, I'm going to click on that and that's going to take me to their page. These are just things they're trying to do to improve that experience of as how a page appears on a mobile device, because up until now it was really clunky and it really wasn't doing businesses a lot of
favors.
And then the last thing I just wanted to mention, they're also improving the way that their pages are laid out on mobile devices. And they said that this, when this new layout launches in the coming weeks, page visitors will be able to click on the tab associated with the section to see more details. And the idea is to have relevant information front and center.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
When someone first gets to a page, which will help people find what they're looking for quickly. There's also a lot of chatter right now about the messengers and how they're ramping up the messenger feature. In a marketing group that I attended last week, we talked a little bit about it. I didn't want to get too into that today. I think that deserves a podcast of its
own. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But basically what they're trying to do is make it easier for customers and businesses to connect. So, for instance, going back to the restaurant example, if I'm – and it's 11 o'clock a.m. and I'm thinking I want to go to this restaurant and I want to find out what the soup of the day is, because honestly they can't put that really, they're not going to be updating that all the time because every day it changes. I could shoot them a quick Facebook message, what's your soup of the day? They can respond real quickly, hey, it's this, and it's bam, bam, done. It is, I mean, if you think about it, if it works out the way they're hoping, that is pretty revolutionary. It's a really easy way to connect with businesses online via the mobile devices. But again,
you know, you and I need to create a soup of the day app.
Yeah.
We could be millionaires tomorrow.
There you go. Soup of the day.
Soup of the day. Here's the restaurants in your area. Here's the respective soups of the day. Get out your calendar and plan your life.
Yeah.
It's crab bisque tomorrow.
We'll have push notifications for you.
Seriously, though, you talk about when you mention soup of the day, I'm thinking to myself, there is a perfect example of how you can very easily use your social media to post something like that. And if you're building your alpha audience, as Mark Schaefer says, and thank you for introducing me to his genius.
Mm-hmm.
If you're building that alpha audience, then you have people who care, you have people who will follow, and you can do posts like that, and they can be more productive for you.
Yeah, and I mean, even think about, like, when it comes to craft breweries, I mean, these ideas are genius for them. I mean, they have, most craft breweries I know, they have, you know, daily specials on different types of beer, and people eat that up and they want that information. And even, I mean, I'm assuming that the messenger kind of works both ways. You know, you could probably subscribe to a notification on the beer of the day, you know, and that's where text messaging comes into play. And there's all these different things, but again, this is all going back to the mobile device. Everything is going mobile. And until you can figure out a strategy aligned with some goals as to how you want to align your particular business, obviously the hospitality industry and the restaurant, they all fit very well into that. Not everybody does, but even there, you got to try to figure out how are we going to continue to move towards the mobile. And I just wanted to mention Facebook today because that's what Facebook's trying to do. They're trying to give us the tools that we can use to connect better via mobile with our customers, and the customers can connect with their favorite businesses online. Because with the way the news feed's working now, with the algorithm, with the decrease in reach for businesses on the news feeds, this kind of is another way to kind of get around
that.
And the ads obviously play into that. But even there, I mean, I'm noticing as this year progresses, Facebook ads, I'm seeing more and more and more businesses using them. So I'm thinking, okay, that's good that they're understanding the importance of it. But what happens when all of a sudden that becomes oversaturated? You know, is that even going to be an option? Again, these are all just questions we're thinking ahead. But as we like to do on the podcast here, we like to inform and help and educate, but also help you think about the future of your business as it pertains to online and internet marketing.
Well, I think we're going to be having more discussions about mobile and social media through the duration of this year and going into 2016.
Most definitely.
Chris, thank you again for coming back to the podcast. It's always good to have you here, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. I look forward to it every month. And I hope that the information's helpful. And we would just ask that all of our listeners, please feel free to shoot us a message, a question or anything you'd like to hear us talk about. We really appreciate that. And if you have a chance to give us a review on iTunes, that's always we always appreciate that, too.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Chris. And most of all, thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening on our website, iTunes, Stitcher, for following on Pinterest. And like Chris just said, send us your questions. If you have any questions with regard to your website, with how it looks, how it works, how it's getting found, with your social media, send them over to us. We've got the people that can help you, and we'd love to answer your questions here on the podcast. Send your questions through our Facebook page for Mind Development and Design, through the Ask a Question page on our website, or email us.
Or Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Mr. Social Media there coming in and correcting me there. I appreciate it, dude.
No problem.
Yep, Twitter as well. So till next week, this is the Mind Your Business podcast. We'll see you then.
Go Steelers.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. And till next week, make sure you mind your business.
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practicing?